Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Okay, that's a good one. This is W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net. That is conducted weekly at a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. Pardon the on. Still dealing with dinner here. And the PL is turned off, but it would be 151.3 if it was in place. And we use a minus 600 to offset. Furthermore, this net is a little different than other nets. And then it's really about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, computers, electronics, telecommunications, the natural sciences that underlie our hobby, and of course what we do with our hobby, how we've served others, and how we've had a whole lot of fun doing all sorts of interesting things. Things we've done that we'd like to do again, things we aspire to do, and of course, things we never want to do again. It's also an opportunity to do for sale, swap, or wanted items, so feel free to talk about that as well. So, we check in a little differently here, too. We check in with our call sign, our name. We indicate whether we have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And you might ask, why would I check in with the none of the above? Well, that's primarily because we want to know who's out there. We can't kind of tailor the net without having an audience, so please do check in. Don't be sandbagging, as they say. Let's see, what else can I pass your way? Now, there's one other thing, and that is we'll check in by call sign groups. And tonight we will start with kilos. It's called K2BAR. Well, I guess no kilos tonight. How about no whiskeys? How about whiskeys?
This is W2JEK, Don, with a comment.
Okay, Don, with a comment. I got you registered. Anybody else with a whiskey?
No traffic.
I'm sorry, we doubled it again.
WA2IC, Bob, and no traffic.
Okay, Bob, very good. Anybody else with a whiskey? Alrighty. How about Novembers? Alright, how about Alphas? Now, this is going to be a quick net if this doesn't improve. Alright, any station, any call sign?
K2BAR is K2OFC, Bob. And at this point in time, it is sandbagging. No traffic.
Okay, Bob, let me make sure I got your call sign right. Is Kilo to Oscar Sierra Charlie, like oscillator?
Oscar Fox Charlie, OFC.
Oh my, I'm sorry. Yeah, did a very bad job on that. Oscar Foxtrot Charlie, okay. Very good, well, welcome aboard. Anybody else? I think there's another station out there. One more time, please. Alrighty, Don, why don't you take it with your comment? We'll go from there. W2JEK, K2BAR.
K2BAR, the net, W2JEK, getting everybody. Our announcement is that Barrow will be running a VE test session on Friday, November 17th at 7 p.m. And that's at the Township of Washington Senior Center at 350 Hudson Avenue, next to the police station. When he's coming that does not have a license, they'll need their social security number. Their email, anybody coming, well, everybody that comes should have an email address. We need ID, one form of photo ID, or this is a driver's license or passport, two forms of non-photo ID. Test fee is still $15. If you have an FCC license already, either a commercial, usually a commercial license, you're going to need that FRN number, and you will use that on your amateur license. Some people are in that category. And if you are licensed, please bring your license and a copy of that license for a ham license. And the directions to the site are on the Barra, www.barra.org website. With that, back to net, W2JEK.
All right, very good, Don. So next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we have an opportunity to enjoy the possibility of having new hams or upgraded hams. That's good. That's very, very good. Anybody have anything for Don? Okay. So Don, here's a kind of a goofy regulatory question for you. We already know that you can't drink and drive. We already know that guys who get on the air and after they drink get in trouble, and eventually the FCC gets on their case. So if our governor gets his way and legalizes marijuana, do you think we'll start to see a rise in cases where people operate while stoned and get themselves in trouble somewhat the way the alcohol guys do?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Maybe. That might be, but they might be doing that already. So the only difference is that getting stoned will become legal if the marijuana becomes legal. And that it could be used benefits for those who are very ill, dealing with their pain. But I personally don't agree with the marijuana because I heard that this is stepping stone to all the harder drugs, more drugs. Not a good thing. Also, it's still a violation of the federal law. That's, I don't understand why states are able to legalize marijuana for recreational use. I'll have to see what happens with that, but there's nothing in there I know of a person that had a couple of DUIs. In order to start the car now, has to blow into some kind of a breathalyzer. And only then, if the breathalyzer says yes, can the car be started. How they would have to have something like that hooked to your radio, I don't know. Anyway, back to that. By the way, one thing, if anybody wants to use a calculator at a test session, that's fine. The memory has to be empty. Cell phones and iPods and other devices, although they may be used as a calculator, for security reasons, cannot be used at the test session as a calculator. Back to net, W2JK.
Okay, very good, Don. Yep. Yeah, I think the difference is the fact that the federal law does not, it's not like we have a federal prohibition against alcohol. That's kind of why I was bringing it up. Anyway, alrighty. Anybody want to check in? Well, that was a full-blown noise, modulated burst of noise, but I couldn't understand a word.
K2BAR. K2TRW. Good evening. None of the above. Just listening.
Hi, Kai. Was that you before?
Negative. That was not me.
Okay. No, I was just curious. You know what? I do have a question. One of my friends from work, KI6MOI, name is Arvind, he has been getting on 40 meters almost every night this week, and is all of a sudden taken by the bug. He loves getting on the air now, and he's got a Flex 5000, 5000 day actually, and his question is, what amplifier would he recommend, or would be recommended to to be a good, stable platform for him to operate with. HF through 6 meters. Any thoughts, anybody?
W2JEK, just a quick question. How much output does the Flex 5000 have?
100 watts.
And then he's going to have the only, well, he's got 100 watts. He can drive a legal limit amplifier with that. And I have to interface it somehow.
Oh, yeah, no question. But the question is what amplifiers would one recommend?
Look at the size of his checking account.
Sound like the answer I gave him. Yeah, okay. I kind of figured as much. I didn't have a good answer either. Alrighty. We'll reserve judgment on that question for now. But anyway, it's all good. Anybody else with anything they want to talk about?
K2BAR, WA2IC. I was wondering, Gordon, if you ever got that note up on William Patterson. Over.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. The pictures and the site information just came to me today. And so we're looking at having it up either next week or during Thanksgiving week, one or the other. But it's going up. The gear's in place. The cable is sitting in my vehicle, and the connectors are on my bench for the Cat 5, so we're good to go. I'm actually cooking a node here. It's not on a tunnel, but it's chugging along, just running to make sure that we had adequate capability. So, yipper.
Okay, Gordon. I ran that AirLink simulator, and it looks like that. Assuming it gets past the local trees, it should be a direct hit. Over.
Yep. Oh, I understand, Bob. So what we are planning to do is put a nano loco on 900 with a MIMO panel facing in your general direction, and then which also is amazingly in my general direction. And then there'll also be a 2.4 gig Omni MIMO 10 dBi antenna driven by a rocket. So. On 2.4, so that's our plan. So hold your breath and let's see what happens.
Okay, looking forward to it. K2BAR, WA2IC.
Okay, very good. Anybody else?
Good check, okay.
Go ahead, Don.
And your question about the fellow wants to use a Flex 5000 with an amplifier. One thing he has to take into consideration is the ability of his electrical system. Does he have an electrical outlet that's powerful enough to handle an amplifier? That would be one thought. Also, if he's in an apartment or kind of a two-family home or something like that, he might have to think twice about putting that kind of power, setting up all the fire alarms and stuff like that.
No, he's got 150 or 200 foot wide lot, and it's several hundred feet deep, and he's got a fan dipole that right now, I keep telling him has to be repositioned before he puts a chunk of power through it, but, you know, 300 to 500 watts he'd be fine, but above that I would think he needs to. You know, position it a bit better. But it's a straight either 5 or 6 pair of wire. I can't remember whether I put 6 meters on it, but either way it's certainly an HF and maybe an HF plus 6 fan dipole. And the only problem is the 75 or 80 meter elements are bent because they don't fit across the back of his lot. So What we did was we bent them down the hill. The center point is about 10 feet off the ground on the top. top of a hill that's behind his house. But the ground falls off precipitously, essentially in all directions, from the back of his property. So, and there'll never be a structure behind him because it's municipal grassland. So, well, it's sort of like the California equivalent of Green Acres, except that nobody builds anything. You don't put as much as a ball field or anything on it. You know, after all, this is California, don't you know? But plan is to get that up about 30 feet, that center feed point about 30 feet, and fan out the elements differently, and then bring the 80-meter elements as a sloper down the hill in two different directions, so it'll work just fine. It'll be just hunky-dory.
Yeah, that's good. The antenna makes a lot of difference, too. But, I guess you can manage for 100 watts for a while, too. I mean, there are some amplifiers there that maybe only go for 500 watts output. I think Eliquip makes one. And a couple others. Acom, I think, makes it 500. But you want to go the bigger bins with the tubes, like full pocket. Again, that's, you're going to have to deal with that, but with the pocketbook and with the structure of the antenna and everything else. Back to that, W2JK.
WJK, KTBAR. Yeah, so, you know, the base of his antenna, even before he puts it up the nominal 10 feet off the ground, that it is already 70 feet in the air above the local street, the back of his house, etc. I mean, it's maybe close to 80, 90 feet. It's quite a vertical haul, so, if I recall. So, in any case, either he'll do it or I'll go out there to California one day and help him elevate his antenna. That'll be its own little adventure one day, but we'll see. Anyway, anybody else have any ideas? Okay, anything else anyone wants to add? Otherwise, we'll secure. All right, well, thank you, gentlemen. It's kind of a short net tonight, but it is what it is. Y'all have a good one, and we'll talk more about the marathon and some things like that next week. I'll just soon wait till next week for that. Anyway, collect my thoughts. 7-3, and have a good one. This is K2BARW2TTT, saying 7-3.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS, repeat.
This is the NJ2BS repeater.
use PL-151.4. Thank you.